From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. City of Eureka breaks ground for the construction of the Waterfront Drive Connection Phase 2 project. The city's been planning and pursuing funding to close the gap in Waterfront Drive between H Street and I Street for decades. Back in 1997, a project study report was done as an initial step in project programming. Last year, the city was able to acquire the funding to make the construction phase budget whole. Now a groundbreaking ceremony will kick off commencement for the activities this summer. Project completion is planned for later in the year. The roadway will consist of 12-foot-wide travel lanes, 5-foot-wide bike lanes in each direction. A 10-foot-wide sidewalk will be installed as well along the northern side of the roadway. The widened sidewalk and bike lanes will connect the Eureka Boardwalk and F Street Plaza on the west side and the Adorney Trail on the east side. The project closes gaps in bicycling and walking infrastructure to support improved access from Eureka's neighborhoods to its Old Town waterfront area. 18-year-old Sean Allman, who is not an HSU student and resides with family in Fortuna, has made specific threats of violence to a group scheduled to visit campus, say police. He was arrested early on Saturday. Criminal charges are being evaluated. Possible threat to the campus only exists if he is released. Allman threats referred to the New Zealand mosque shooting, as well as the shooting at Columbine High School. He's 5'8", 135 pounds, brown hair, and hazel eyes. The Redwood Coast Energy Authority inviting the community to a workshop on home business solar electricity programs as well as net energy metering coming up on June 26th from 5:30 to 7. It'll take place at the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center on Waterfront Drive in Eureka. The group focuses on customers who want to generate their own renewable energy, and the evening will focus on the first steps to making that happen, installing solar, net energy metering, and billing. Solar system owners will join groups to share firsthand solar energy experiences, and attendees will have time to ask questions and get feedback from the group as well. City of Arcata's Environmental Services Department and the Humboldt Trails Council Volunteer Trail Stewards seeking volunteers to assist with maintaining Sunny Brae Forest coming up on Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Work includes brushing and cleaning trails in Sunny Brae Forest. Volunteers of all ages welcome, and work will take place rain or shine. Participants asked to meet at 9 a.m. at the Margaret Lane trailhead. Parking is available. Also, extra gloves, tools, and lunch will be provided to those who attend. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.